News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR. Celebrate, it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Woo! Welcome to Day Trip Destination. Here we are.
Oh, here we are. Yeah, to celebrate the Danger Twins. So fun. Happy Friday. Hopefully your week wasn't too bad. It was filled with a little bit of sun throughout the week, which was nice.
It was so nice.
Yep. Matt was just soaking it all in. I did hear a little birdie, a.k.a. the weatherman, said that there might be some snow on the way on Monday. So sorry about that, folks. You buckle in for another storm.
I mean, it is only February.
That is true.
Which I think is traditionally the snowiest month.
And the groundhog, hello, Punxsutawney Phil. Mm-hmm.
Finally came through.
He did technically, but I mean, obviously,
yeah.
We don't know what
that
means.
Do they just eat him after?
No, they don't eat him. Good Lord. No, they don't.
I think he's like a feast after.
No, that is not a thing.
No.
Maybe in your head.
It definitely is in my head.
Not for real.
No.
I actually don't know how many times or how many years in a row they use him.
I think it's been like 120, something like that.
No, the groundhog itself has not been 120 years.
No, they just keep reviving it.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, they just freeze it and then they're just...
Yeah, so they just take Punxsutawney Phil out for, you know, just the one day. So really, he's just like, I don't know, he's probably like a year old.
No, I'm sure he is.
In reality.
I don't know how long they actually live. Probably like a few years.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. I think they probably go through like one every few years.
Probably. Yeah. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not see his shadow?
He didn't see his shadow.
He did not
No, because it was cloudy.
So he did not see his shadow,
which means 4 weeks of winter, or is it six?
Means spring is coming earlier.
Yeah, it's either 6 or 8 weeks.
I don't remember.
And 4 or 6.
Anyways.
Or 10 and 2.
Okay, clearly do not listen to this show for the accurate Punxsutawney Phil forecast.
Yeah.
Because we have no idea.
But I bet, believe it or not, I bet spring is still going to come like March 21st.
You really think that's just March 21st? Oh, that's a spring equinox. I was like, really, that's the date? And then it dawned on me. All right, whatever, fine.
Yeah.
Anywho, so hopefully people have lots of good plans for this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We'll share some things with you here on this show, not only for potentially this weekend, but moving forward. But before we do that, I got a car wash this week. It was magical.
Is it the first time you visited a car wash? Okay.
But it's like one of those things, the first car wash, like of the winter season, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? When you're like, I think I'm going to wash my car today.
I think it's time.
And then it's been like 6 months, maybe not 6 months, but it's been like a few months.
Just like caked on salt. And,
yes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see it in its glory.
Mm-hmm.
There's something so magical.
There
about
is
that.
Actually. Yeah, it is true.
I had such a good day because I started off with a car wash.
Yep.
So weird.
I always, especially if you have a darker colored car, because like mine is black.
Right.
And I mean, like, by the time I usually bring it to the car wash, it's literally white with salt.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just getting all that off.
Oh, it was so satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I washed my car is because I had to get the oil changed and I had to get, like, tire rotated and all that stuff. And
you didn't want to present it in such a filthy manner.
Correct. I sort of kind of was embarrassed. So I was like, let me just go ahead and clean the sucker off so that, you know, when it gets into the garage, they're like, oh, all right. Someone took the time to
prepare it,
you know. So a while ago, we also talked on the show about the first adult spelling bee.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to report back. Is that okay?
Wait, before we do that.
Yes.
Can we talk about sponsors?
Oh, I forgot about sponsors. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let's do that.
They include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweepy Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, Forbes Tavern, New London Hospital, and Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon. This segment is brought to you by Sweet Bee Cafe. Open once again, it's the return of breakfast sandwiches and other freshly prepared breakfast and lunch items featuring seasonal produce. Made to order on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find wraps, salads, soups, and more in the grab-and-go cooler all week long during Sweet Bee Market hours Wednesday through Sunday. Hang there or take to go. And by Crown Point Cabinetry, a second-generation family business located in Claremont, Crown Point, nationally recognized for fine-quality cabinetry for your entire home. Now let's get to that spelling bee.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you to our sponsors. We always appreciate your support. We're very glad that you see the benefit of this show as we do. So the spelling bee, the first adult spelling bee.
Yes.
It was part of New London's Winter Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great Winter Carnival. He had, you know, Putnam from the New London Recreation Department had ice skating one night, fireworks one night, winter outdoor games on the town green, which is right now the town white, considering the snow's there.
Yep.
And then the spelling bee was a partnership with the New London Rotary Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a team. I went to the event as a team, which is kind of weird for me because I usually like help with events and I usually volunteer and I help. No, I was actually a contestant. It was a blast.
Really?
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I won't lie. There were some words that were really above my head.
Mm-hmm.
But there
Did you bring the bribe money?
Yes, we brought plenty of bribe money. Nice. I think all in all, so it was about $150 for each team to enter to play. And then I spent, gosh, I think $80 maybe in bribe money.
Wow.
But then I didn't use all the bribes, so then I could translate, I could transfer some of those over to raffle tickets.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of like balanced out that way.
Gotcha.
But we had a team of four, and thank God, like some of them were smarter than I was. Because I was like, I spelled everything phonetically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, however you think it would sound is exactly how I wrote it down.
Yep.
And then they all looked at it, they were like, no, that's not it. I was like, all right, that's fair. That's fair. There were some words I knew, like kookaburra.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that one before like anyone else did, which is cool. I don't know. So they went over a whole bunch of different things. And so I think there were probably, 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe 12 or so teams, I'd say. So it was pretty good.
Good turnout, yeah.
Whipple Hall was pretty packed.
Yeah.
They had a mobile bar there, so Kaz was there with his drinks and his wine, which some people really needed to get through the night. And then they had some seating all along the perimeter of Whipple Hall so that people could just kind of watch the event, which is kind of fun. Some people, like, went all out. I mean, they costumes from head to toe. Some people made T-shirts for their teams and for their people who were watching them and supporting them from the sidelines. Like, it was wild.
Wow.
I think, cross our fingers, I'm pretty confident that next year will be even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to find a bigger space because there wasn't enough room for all of us in Whipple Hall as it was. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. We were very, very close. Like, we were second place to winning the most enthusiastic team.
Yeah.
The New London Barn Playhouse won. But it was only because they had costumes and we didn't.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It was the costumes.
So they won that. And then there was another group of women who won for best costume because they actually had the four seasons
because
there were four players per team. So they dressed like the seasons, which was kind of cool. Greg from Spring Ledge, his team.
Yeah.
His team won second place.
Nice.
And then this team called the Mom Jeans won for first place.
Yeah.
And it was just a really fun time, honestly.
Yeah.
The event was scheduled from 7 till probably 10. But I think with all of the – we did three different rounds of spelling.
Yeah.
And then we had a little bit of a break in between each round. And we were done probably at 9-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely – and then, of course, people kind of mingled and they had some snacks and stuff. But I think everybody was pretty much out of there by 9:30. So it was a pretty cool evening and really awesome to have it as a first event.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a speller by any means, but I will bring the fun. That's what I will bring.
That's right.
The fun.
Who was on your team?
So my mom. And then one of my other teachers, Brianna, and her mom.
Oh, okay.
And her mom used to be a an editor.
Mm-hmm.
So she was our team captain. And then her and my mom. So it was kind of like daughters and moms kind of thing. So her mom and my mom kind of sat together and just kind of, and then her and I just kind of sat on the end and drank a little bit, like, you know, choreographed whatever we were going to do. But it was great. It was a lot of fun. I'm really excited, you know, to my dancers dance with recycled percussion in the afternoon down in Nashua. So that show, of course, started late, which means it ended late, which meant I'm on the highway trying to get back to New London for 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And I didn't get in my seat until probably 7:05.
Wow.
And they had started late, thank goodness, because otherwise I would have lost it.
Yep.
But yeah, it was pretty quiet. Wow. It was pretty crazy. But definitely an A+ time. So if you're looking for something to do next February, then check out the New London Rotary Club and the New London Recreation Department's second annual Spelling Bee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll put in information and stuff about it soon because they want to kind of build up the the energy, you know, from what they're the energy from this particular event and build it up for next year. So I'm excited for what it is. I'm not really great. I would love to be able to play multiple times, right? Because it was just so cool.
Yeah.
There were a lot of hecklers, right? Like Elliot Hale, if anyone knows him from Bar Harbor Bank, he is a big heckler.
Yep.
Quite literally large and in charge. And he's like throwing out words and he's like, hey, you over there, shut your mouth. Like it just, people were just so like, you know, it was funny.
It was funny.
So our first segment today is going to be Tucker's in New London.
Tucker's, now, the breakfast and lunch spot.
Correct. So Tucker's sells breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. They are open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They offer dine-in and takeout options.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have multiple locations in New Hampshire. They have Bedford, Concord, Dover, Hooksett, Merrimack, and of course, New London.
Yep.
They were started in 2014, and Hooksett was their first location.
Yeah.
And then New London was their second.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that early on.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then they actually have Bedford is one of their largest facilities, mm-hmm. and that actually serves some alcohol. So they actually have a liquor license there. So things like mimosas, yep. and you know, your Bloody Marys, like your morning liquor, if you will.
Yes.
They have options. So yeah, so Tucker's is great. A lot of people here in town, it's one of the best places to go for breakfast.
I love that place, yeah.
The problem is the lines and the waits are always crazy long. So highly recommend ordering online.
I guess it depends on the time, probably.
Definitely the time of day and the day of the week is very important.
Do you remember McKenna's? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good place too.
Yep, and now it's the liquor store, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Ironic.
Yep. What's in the liquor store now? What the old liquor store?
The old liquor store, because it moved from underneath the Hannaford's thing. Nothing. I think it's empty.
Oh, okay.
So Tucker's is fantastic. Dine in or take out. I usually do take out because I bring, if I have like meetings at my office or something, I'll just go swing over. It only takes about 20 minutes to make the meals. And then I bring it over to the office and it's just delicious. Mm-hmm. So they have a wide array of menu options. For breakfast, they have things like omelets, bagels, scones, muffins. They have pancakes, French toast, lots of different breakfast sandwiches too. Mm-hmm. Some are spicy, some are sweet, some are savory. So they have lots of options for anyone who's interested.
And all the standards like eggs and bacon and sausage. Right.
Yep. You can do your like your Tucker time, which is basically, you know, you've got your meat, your eggs, your hash brown, your
bread,
starch. Right?
Yeah.
So you have multiple options there. But there's always sort of, and they always have healthy options too. Mm-hmm. So they have things like a tribal bowl, which has like quinoa and kale and sweet potatoes. So that's always fun. Mm-hmm. You know, people really like to do that.
Yeah.
And then they also have lunch, obviously. Lunch is fantastic. They have all sorts of different sandwiches. They don't serve lunch till 11. So it's pretty much from 11 till 2 when they close.
Right.
That's their lunch hour window. Mm-hmm. And they have all sorts of stuff. My favorite is the Parisian panini. It's like a not a panini, but it's a Parisian sandwich. Mm-hmm. So it has like fig jam with spinach and grilled chicken. It's just the most beautiful. Mm. It's the most beautiful sandwich.
I think they have one there. Mankind. I think it's like a panini. It's chicken. I feel like it's pesto maybe or something.
Yep. So they have the caprese, which is basically the tomato, the mozzarella, and the spinach with the pesto sauce. Mm. It's really good. Yeah.
I love pesto.
So pesto
is the besto.
Yes. So Tucker's is really great. And the fact that Erica and Hale Cole Tucker actually live in New London and their kids go to our school districts and all those kinds of things, it's really great because they have such a vested interest in what the community does. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to know the owners of such a great establishment across the state of New Hampshire.
Right.
And all of the locations are super successful.
Yep.
So it's a really great option for breakfast and lunch, either dine in or take out. And I highly encourage people to head to tuckersnh.com and then follow them, of course, on Facebook and Instagram, because there's lots of different things that they offer. They change their menu seasonally, so there's always something new kind of popping on the menu.
Yeah.
It's just a really great option for people to eat. And honestly, they are super sustainable and they support lots of local farmers and farms. Mm-hmm. And almost everything that they make in their restaurant actually comes from the state of New Hampshire.
Nice.
So there's really a huge benefit there for the Granite State economy. So definitely consider Tucker's for your next breakfast and or lunch option.
Cool. Take a quick break and come back with the next segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR.
Wearing my 6-year, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my 6-shooter, riding my pony on a cat and drive. Stealing a young girl's heart.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. This segment is brought to you by Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, who understand life in New Hampshire. They work hard to find unique solutions to meet your financial needs. Working together, they help their customers thrive. Learn more at barharbor.bank. Also brought to you by Eversource. At Eversource, they know the role energy plays at the center of your life. Warming your home, powering appliances, and keeping your lights on. And with global energy prices at all-time highs, they want to help. Working together, they can find a flexible payment plan or other assistance that you might qualify for. They want to find a way to manage your bill that works for you. Learn more at Eversource.com.
All right. Excellent. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Very great. Very great.
Personable.
Personable.
Yeah.
Casual.
Approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flexible.
Mm-hmm. Payment plan.
Payment plan. Yeah. So unfortunately, Toby Keith did pass away this week.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised. I didn't even know that until she told me. Until Ashley, my co-host, told me.
Yeah, I think that he had stomach cancer, so a lot of people knew he was struggling. Mm. But I think a lot of people, he went on like kind of a, not a mini tour, but he kind of did a bunch of shows. Mm-hmm. So I think there were people who anticipated it being his relative comeback.
Recently?
Yeah.
No.
And I think then after, obviously, things went south, they were like, maybe that wasn't his comeback. Maybe that was just his goodbye. Kind of like last.
Yeah.
You know, his last hurrah. He was a really, really huge advocate for veterans. So mm-hmm. it's a really big loss for that community, for sure. He provided a lot of support, a lot of promotion, a lot of money mm-hmm. to those individuals who served the country.
I feel like country singers in general are pretty veteran-oriented.
Gary Sinise is another huge one for veterans.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be...
He's Lieutenant Dan, right?
Yeah. Lieutenant Dan! The Greater Claremont Chamber of Commerce just recently had their President's Awards mm-hmm. as well as their annual meeting.
Yep.
We always like to bring those things up, you know. So I use the three chambers mm-hmm. For general content mm-hmm. for putting this show together.
Right.
It's always good to throw out things that they're doing mm-hmm. and things that are coming up on the schedule and all that
and
kind
of
stuff.
And to celebrate the accolades of community members that have put in the effort to make a name for themselves.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
Thanks.
So the President's Awards were a wham-bam success at the Claremont Opera House. And then Elise had her annual meeting as well. Mm-hmm. I do both of the events in one, but, you know, every chamber is a little different.
Right.
But both of those were done this week. So congratulations to her mm-hmm. on those successful events and to all of the winners of her awards.
And now she can rest.
She can. She can take a breath, yes. you know, and she can, you know, what's next up on the docket, you know.
Putting those events on is a lot of work.
Especially as a one-person show.
Right. You which know, most of you are.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of boxes to check. There's a lot of details and logistics that go into those events.
A lot of important documents to complete. A lot of awards to submit.
Sure.
A lot of creations.
So I just wanted to congratulate her on those mm-hmm. President's Awards and her annual meeting. For our Claremont segment today, we're going to be talking about a newer chamber member to the Claremont Chamber, which is Clover Meadow Farm.
Clover Meadow Farm. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a glorious blanket of green across a white landscape.
It does sound very...
of clover.
Clover-esque green.
I guess it's probably because of the clover in the name.
I think you might be right. 744 Washington Street in Claremont. You can find them at clovermeadowfarmnh.com. Uh-huh. And they are gearing up right now because obviously winter is not so great for flowers and for all of those
generally
of fresh garden items.
Right.
However, but they open up around mid-April because mm-hmm. they have a flower shed and the flower shed has kind of already pre-picked flowers and materials that you can kind of pick through to create your own bouquets.
And that's in April, not now.
Correct. So the flower shed's open mid-April to the end of the season. And then right now they are working on the 2024 flower subscriptions. So it actually closes on February 15th. Mm. Do you see what I did there?
Like a book. Like it closed. Close the chapter.
Okay. Anyways.
Ashley's miming is really, those classes are paying off.
February 15th is actually the last day to sign up for one of their, essentially it's a flower CSA. So the 2024 U-Pick fields are going to be open mid-July and run through the end of September as weather allows. There's going to be lilies, a wide variety of sunflowers. There's going to be straw flowers, daisies, zinnias, snapdragons, and so much more.
I love snapdragons.
They also do have 2024 U-Pick vegetables. There'll be a smaller variety of those, but kale, onions, garlic, tomato, beans. And so those are an option as well. So if you head to clovermeadowfarmnh.com, you can see all of the different options. So the 2024 subscriptions page, you're going to see that actually one of their subscriptions is already sold out, which is their weekly bouquet subscription. That was about $470. There's a 5-week summer subscription, mm-hmm. which is only $90. And it says this is a great option for people with busy summer schedules. You tell them when you're ready for your 5 summer bouquets, and then she can send out availability emails as well. Subscription bouquets are more generous in size and variety than regular retail bouquets. And subscriber bouquets are, of course, the best value. Mm-hmm. You can also gift one or more of your bouquets. You just need to let her know. And then you have other options as well. So the subscriptions, if the subscriptions for the flowers
yeah.
are closing at on February 15th. So you have to be sure that you sign up before then.
So that's for the whole spring, the whole season?
Correct. Wow. Yeah. So you okay. need to sign up now.
So that's pretty quick.
So you can contact through the website or you can call her on her cell phone, which is 443-373-5144 with your order or your choice of subscription or mm-hmm. with any questions that you might have. She accepts cash and check, and then she processes things via PayPal, like Square mm-hmm. system. So $30 gets you two 10-stem bunches of mid to late season tulips. $45 gets you three 10-stem bunches beginning in mid to late April through mid-May. Mm-hmm. The mid-May bouquet will also include a separate bouquet of fragrant white and classic yellow daffodils.
Oh.
Daffodils are like that springtime flower, right? Because that's like one of the first flowers that blooms.
They're yellow.
Yes, they are. They are yellow. $55 for four 10-stem bunches beginning mid to late April going through late May. This subscription will also receive the separate bouquet of mixed daffodils. Mm-hmm. They have free drop-off service in Claremont, Newport, and Windsor, Vermont. Mondays through Fridays, pickup is available Thursdays through Sundays and by appointment. Orders can be picked up in the flower shed. So they have all sorts of different options. You can check them out a little bit more, how they came to be, what their history is mm-hmm. at clovermeadowfarmnh.com. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And they also have a newsletter that you can sign up to kind of get all of this information straight to your inbox. Because
yep.
I think people are really, at least in our area, people are very supportive of local farmers. And they're very supportive of kind of people who are no pun intended, doing grassroots efforts, right? Right. You wish you were as, smart as me, witty as me. They actually are also going to have a mobile flower bouquet bar.
What?
Which is kind of cool, right?
It's like a food truck for flowers.
Kind of. Hmm. Exactly right. So they're working on Josephine Gertrude Spencer, which is their actual like flower truck. And they're painting her and they're making her ready and able to kind of do all of the things that she needs to do. So it's going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. But again, 744 Washington Street, Claremont, New Hampshire, 443-373-5144. Again, open mid-April through the first frost. Hours will vary. However, the deadline is February 15th. If you are interested in getting in for the 2024 spring/summer season mm-hmm. for flower subscriptions and CSAs and that kind of a thing. So if you're interested in learning more, they are a community focused, a pollinator friendly and a pesticide free flower farm.
Nice.
Again, super fun. I mean, who doesn't love to get a bouquet of freshly grown flowers,
especially after
the field.
Long New England winter.
Accurate. Mm. So definitely consider them. You can head to their website, Facebook, Instagram to learn more. So I wanted to throw that out to the world. So I think that's super awesome. And I love the fact too that she also has already joined the Claremont Chamber. So yeah. She's already doing all of the things she needs to do in order to get word out and promotion out about her business. So it's a relatively new business.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of people who start to learn about it, and I'm sure it will just blow up and expand so quickly.
Bloom. The yes. seeds shall disperse across the community, the Correct. Seeds of knowledge.
It will bloom.
And they will sow into the fields. Only to be reaped and harvested.
So that is our Claremont segment for today.
Mm-hmm.
We also have one more thing to shout out. So we've been working pretty diligently mm-hmm. with the Discover Sugar River Region project.
Yep.
And we are going to be having a presence and representation and materials and content and all that kind of fun stuff mm-hmm. at the travel show in Montreal. It's going to be super fun. I'm excited. It's great.
It's a ways.
I know. It seems like it's a far, long way away.
Yeah.
It's happening in March, mm-hmm. At the end of March. So it's really just an opportunity to show and share what we have in our region.
Yeah.
For people who are interested in coming to New Hampshire. I mean, people come to New Hampshire, but they go to where? The White Mountains. They go to the seacoast.
Right.
They go to the places that are promoted the most. So this gives us the opportunity to kind of step up there with the big guns
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, we're pretty cool too. Check out all the cool things that we've got going on. Mm-hmm. We're a really awesome alternative
mm-hmm.
if you don't want the crowds, if you don't want the traffic. So we're really excited about that mm-hmm. to be able to represent the Sugar River region.
Yeah,
we're also working, as I mentioned in the previous shows, on our Sugar River socials.
Mm-hmm.
So these are opportunities for just people to connect with the team and to learn a little bit more about what we're doing and what the next steps are. You have an opportunity not only to talk to the board members of the organization and the group, but also to talk to the consultant agency that we hired
mm-hmm.
because they have people who will come to attend these events as well. So there's a lot of cool ways to stay connected with the project.
Yep.
and to sign up to help if you want to volunteer.
Nice.
Of course, volunteering is really, really challenging. Nobody wants to step up and help, which we get. Obviously, all of us have really, really tight schedules. We have a million and a half things going on.
If no one volunteers, though,
then it never happens, right?
You're going to have stuff happening.
But this next Sugar River Social for the month of February is going to be on February 24th, mm-hmm. and it's going to be held at Eastman, and it's going to be a kind of learn how to cross country ski. Hot chocolate, Forbes Tavern is going to be providing food.
Nice.
So it's going to be kind of a mixer and mingle event, mm-hmm. networking event, but also a little bit of a physical activity event, which right. is cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to cross country ski, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. I'm excited for that particular day. It is also the kickoff, though, to our school vacation week.
So
I'm kind of, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's up in the air.
Wise, yeah.
Right. It's up in the air if people are going to be like, I am out of here for mm-hmm. literal sunny pastures and, like, you know,
should
green grass and beaches.
I don't blame them either.
Or will there still be people hanging around enough to want to go? And
I think there'll be some. Explore. It's just, yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. But that's going to be our second Sugar River Social. The first one was at Ramentos in Claremont.
Right.
Great success. Mm-hmm. I think there were over 30 people who attended.
Nice.
And we're hoping for the same, if not better, at our second one with this kind of outdoor recreation vibe. And then we'll work on our next one. And we'll just kind of keep it going because it's a really great opportunity once a month to just connect with the team to see what's going on. So we're excited about that as well.
Cool.
So that's coming up February 24th.
All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with the next segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
Inside the home that we built, the cold settles in. It's been a long winter and different. And maybe you love me, maybe you don't. Maybe you learn to, and maybe you won't. You've had enough, but I won't give up on you. I'm late, but I'm here right now, and I'm trying to find the magic that we lost somehow. Maybe I was blind, but I see you now, as we're laying in the darkness.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. This segment is brought to you by New London Hospital Express Care. From rashes to bumps or fevers to falls, for life's unexpected injuries and ailments, there's New London Hospital Express Care. Visit New London Hospital Express Care with convenient evening and weekend hours, no appointment needed. You'll have access to all the services you need under one roof, including radiology and laboratory testing. This is expert care at your speed.
So that song, thank you so much to our sponsors.
Yes.
We appreciate you. And thank you to New London Hospital for hopping on board and for sharing the messages about urgent express care, or just express care.
Express care. From rashes and bumps to seasons and falls.
There it is. That's not right. Seasons and falls?
Yeah.
Scrapes and falls.
Although they are there all seasons.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice tie-in. So that was Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
That was his newest song release,
mm-hmm.
Turn the Lights Back On.
Mm.
And it's kind of a sad story, actually.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a chance to watch the Grammys. I usually don't like to watch all those stupid shows.
I feel like most people have kind of given up on that.
Like the Oscars and the Emmys, right. And the blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
Like watching self-important people right. celebrate each other.
Except for the fact that there are some like good stories that are told at those events.
Mm.
Celine Dion actually did get a chance to be there. Her son actually walked her to the podium or mm-hmm. to the microphone. She spoke wonderfully, and yeah. she was the one who presented the Album of the Year award.
Oh, okay.
Quite a few presenters and quite a few people in attendance mm-hmm. That are, you know, some newer age folks that I really didn't know music of,
mm-hmm.
But then some older folks as well. And Billy Joel was there, and he actually had a conversation. He had pre-recorded something about his newest song that he just released, because he did actually perform it at the Grammys.
Yep.
I usually love to see the performances. So yeah. That's really the only thing that I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, what had happened is about 20 years ago or so, you know, people, like, Billy Joel was the best. Like, everything that he put out, Uptown Girl, Piano Man, like, all of his music, Moving Out, everything was so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, he said, I just lost it. I just lost it. I lost the zeal. I lost the excitement. I lost the creativity. I lost the desire to do anything related to music.
Mm.
Period. End of story. Wow. He's like, there's nothing else to say. I just didn't want to do it anymore.
Mm.
I got tired of hearing my own voice. I got tired of trying to create something that was better than what I had created previous. He's like, I was just done. Mm. Absolutely done.
At least he knew his limits.
Right. And then so he, you know, he had his family and he did that whole piece and, you know, he worked on other projects. And then randomly, it must have been, I don't know how or who were, you know, it's all in who you know, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they say about everybody. But someone who had grown up with Billy Joel music and loved it tremendously wanted to meet him and didn't have a chance to meet him ever because, you know, you don't really get an opportunity to meet your icons.
Right.
But he ended up knowing somebody who knew Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he was able to coordinate something so that they were able to meet. And it was very just like an impassing, like, we're just going to sit down and whatever, I'll meet with this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they had this moment and then they ended up what he thought was going to end up being just like a few minutes of saying, hey, and maybe an autograph.
Right.
Turned into like 2.5 hours of conversation.
Wow.
And this kid was actually the one who motivated him to get back into writing songs and singing again and recording again and doing all of these things. And they like talk about old songs and they talk about new things. And this kid was like, you know, how about you just sing that, like that, just sing that verse. Right. And Billy would be like, no, like, no, I'm not going to do that, whatever. And then after a while, he started singing here and there.
Mm.
And then they ended up recording a song. And he's like, actually, that doesn't sound that bad.
Mm.
And then so he kind of like sparked his love for music again, which is pretty cool. There's some random Joe Schmo. Like, it's crazy. And so he put out this song, which is called Turn the Light Back On. And it's very much about him being out of...
Turning the light back on to his music.
His career, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, he's been out of the lights for, you know, two decades.
Right.
And now he's, like... So, anyways, I just thought it was really cool. And even though I didn't get to see the Grammys in their full-fledged performances and all that kind of stuff, I did try to Google, you know, a few of the performances just to, and the interviews and things like that, just to kind of get a feel for it. So our third and final segment today is going to be talking about the Newport Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's located on 20 Central Street. You can find them at newportnhhistory.org. Phone number 603-863-1294. They are open on Sundays from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. and by special appointments if needed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can certainly give them a call or reach out to them via their Facebook page and or their website. And they have a gift shop there. They have a museum. They have different events that they host. They have the book that has the history of Newport, New Hampshire, which is purchasable there. They also have a newspaper or like an editorial that comes out.
Uh-huh.
And it's called the Milltown Messenger. They just put out a new one in January of 2024. So you can find that information actually on their Facebook page, and you can find it through the Newport Area Chamber of Commerce because they are a member of the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
When I was kind of Googling and searching and doing all the things, what I really loved was on their Facebook page, they have Marker Mondays, which I thought was kind of cool.
Marker Mondays.
You're like, what does that even mean? So, you know, like the historical markers that you find throughout the communities and the towns that we have up here in the New England area? Well, they focus and they highlight on one every single Monday.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, that's really cool because there's so many around this area. Like we've talked about that so many times on the show, is that we live in a really, really cool space where there's just so much history.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do Marker Mondays, which is so fun. And they did the Citizens Bank building and, you know, from 1912. It's been the place on the National Register of Historic Places. And it's just one of those pictures that they focus on there. And then people will like and people will comment and they'll share stories and things like that. But it's kind of a cool way to engage your Facebook fans and your followers to kind of have them, I don't know, learn a little bit while also following and supporting what you do.
Ain't nothing wrong with education.
Absolutely true. 100%. So yeah, their Milltown Messenger is out January 2024. Gives a lot of information about events that are coming up, some of their board meeting minutes, their notes, who is on the committee right now, what do their future meetings look like, all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So they also had a Parlin Field one, a Parlin Field marker that's here too, which is kind of cool. The first pilot to land at Parlin Field was September 12 of 1920. His name was Robert Fogg, F-O-G-G. So this is what I really wanted to talk about. So this is part of the reason why I wanted to bring these guys up is because they have a really cool brochure on their website, which kind of gives you a very in-depth description as to how Newport came to be, what's its history, some of the important people who kind of founded the Newport community and kept it going over the past, you know, decade, a few decades and whatever. But they have something on their page, which I thought was so fun. And it's called Comments That Were Made in the Year of 1957. And I was like, okay, all right, I'll bite. Like, what is all this? So it's kind of fun because it's very different nowadays versus the 1950s.
Right.
So the first comment here says, "I'll tell you one thing." He goes, "If things keep going the way they are, it's going to be impossible to buy a week's groceries for $20.
Well,
let's take a minute. And process that.
He wasn't wrong.
He was not wrong. Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
Let's see. It says, "Have you seen the new cars coming out next year? It won't be long before $5,000 will only buy you a used one. If they raise the minimum wage to a dollar, nobody will be able to hire outside help at the store." Minimum wage to a dollar. Guys, this is for real. Like, this is wild. If they think I'll pay 50 cents for a haircut, forget about it. I read the other day where some scientist thinks it's possible to put a man on the moon by the end of the century. They even have some fellows they call astronauts preparing for it down in Texas.
It's weird to think like 10 years later that happened.
Did you see where some baseball player just signed a contract for $75,000 a year just to play ball? It wouldn't surprise me if someday they'll be making more than the president. It's too bad. It won't be long before young couples are going to have to hire somebody to watch their kids so they can both work. Oh my gosh. Marriage doesn't mean a thing anymore. Those Hollywood stars seem to be getting divorced at the drop of a hat. It's not just Hollywood stars, friends.
No.
Not just Hollywood stars.
No.
I'm just afraid that the Volkswagen car is going to open the door to a whole lot more of foreign business.
Nah.
Like, these
all
are
American all the time.
Aren't those so funny? The drive-in restaurant is convenient in nice weather, but I seriously doubt they'll ever catch on. No one can afford to be sick anymore. $35 a day in the hospital is too rich for my blood.
$35.
Like, how wild. 1957. Like, that's not even that long
ago.
No,
it's like 70 years ago.
That's not that long ago.
No.
Which is wild. So I just found it really fun. Like, yeah. I was very pleasantly surprised by going on their Facebook page and kind of following them and seeing what things they're posting. Because those kinds of things, they're not necessarily directly related to Newport, but it's about history. And it kind of gets you to think about where we are now versus where we were then. And I thought it was just so funny. So I'm 100% hands down.
It always makes
claps for them.
It makes me think of like those, like when you look at like flyers from like the 80s and 90s for like computers and stuff, you know, and it's just like, you know, like a just archaic thing,
right?
Like comparatively these days, you know, it's like thousands of dollars. I always remember like really getting excited for like the JCPenney catalog for the Christmas gifts. They had this massive section for all the toys and everything. That was a lot of fun. Toys R Us, I miss Toys R Us, I miss Creepy Crawlies.
Toys R Us actually is still sort of kind of around, because they partnered with Macy's, I think. So they have a whole the toy section at Macy's is actually considered a Toys R Us.
Oh, interesting.
So you still see, you know, Jeff the giraffe and that kind of thing.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's definitely a different world.
It's a different time.
It's a different world.
It's far less innocent than it used to be.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So NewportNHHistory.org, 20 Central Street is the building, the physical building, and you can go there Sundays from 10 to 2. You can reach out to them through any medium, the email, their website, Facebook, any of those places, phone call.
Smoke signal.
if you really want to, smoke signal, I'm sure will help. And then just some kind of ending facts here. So did you know that Newport, New Hampshire is the birthplace of Sarah Josepha Hale, America's mother of Thanksgiving?
I did.
I did as well. But some people listening to the show might not know.
True. Didn't she also write Mary Had a Little Lamb?
She did, yes. So did you know that Newport, New Hampshire is connected to the famous Egyptologist and Rosetta Stone decipherer, Jean-François Champignon? He just flares his nostrils and looks at me like I'm ding-dongy.
What is it? Champignon?
Oh, my goodness.
I have a feeling there's going to be a different amount of syllables every time you say it.
Probably. So it's Jean-François, that I know, and then C-H-A-M-P-O-L-L-I-O-N. Pion.
Champollion.
Champollion.
Jean-François.
Champollion. Did you know that Newport, New Hampshire is the home of thousands of 19th and 20th century Irish, Finnish, Polish, and Greek immigrants and their families who contributed to a thriving woolen and shoe industries.
Mm.
Interesting.
Hmm? Shoe industries.
Wooden and wooden.
Wooden shoe industries?
Woolen. Wool.
Wool.
Naturally. Gotcha. And shoe industry.
Ah, yes. They're just like Newport beer for clogs.
Newport, New Hampshire partners with local business firms world-renowned for precision manufacturing and chemical coating capabilities. Also, Newport's the home of 2 of only 8 existing railroad-covered bridges in the U.S.
Oh, well.
Newport is alive with community spirit 250 years plus strong.
Yeah.
Super fun stuff there. So mm-hmm. Newport, the Sunshine Town's calling your name.
That's right.
So definitely follow the Newport Historical Society on Facebook because they have lots of fun and cool
trivia.
Get your brain thinking posts that they put out there. Mm-hmm. So also today is the 9th, which means we are currently in Newport Winter Carnival. So tomorrow is one of the big days, right? Well, tonight's big actually too.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight we have the fireworks. There's going to be fireworks at Parlin Field.
Yep.
And those fireworks are going to take place around 5:30 p.m. And then the Queen's pageant takes place at 7 p.m. Then they have a 10 p.m. to midnight skating party. Get your groove on.
Aw, yeah.
Because it's Woodstock, right?
All right.
Yeah. And then Saturday, so that's tomorrow, they start with the Rotary Pancake Breakfast. They've got some yoga classes. They have the parade starting at 10. They have crafts, horse-drawn wagon rides, egg hunts, Axeman Challenge, Chamber Mac and Cheese Cook-Off. They just go on and on and on with all the fun. And then they actually end the evening from 8 p.m. till midnight with the Conniption Fits at the Newport Opera House.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Sunday, just a quick reminder, they also have breakfast at Newport Senior Center. They have volleyball, horseshoe, dodgeball, and then they have that 4 o'clock Murder at Woodstock event.
That's right.
At the Newport Moose Lodge. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be pretty cool. And then it's a chicken cordon bleu and dessert dinner. And, of course, they have scavenger hunt going on. They have ice hut hours on the common. And then the Moose Lodge hills of the golf course you can sled down. This is Winter Carnival. So I remember Sparta. Do you remember what's his face in that movie? 300. He goes, "This is Sparta." Yeah. And he like, kicks the guy into the...
Leonidas.
Yes, that's his name. So this is Winter Carnival. So that's happening tonight, tomorrow. And then, of course, you know, Sunday, some activities there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget that Sunday, the 11th, is also the Super Bowl.
Ah, yes. The one that nobody cares about.
Right. No, everyone's like, wah, wah.
Yeah.
But,
I don't think we're going to be excited for that for a long time.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, you know, there might be some people out there who are uber pumped about it.
Well, I'm not sure those local fans are. I'm just saying for Patriots fans.
Right.
It's
going to be a while.
Yeah. It's probably going to be like another half century.
So I think it's the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
People are all up in arms because it's going to be Taylor Swift's going to probably be there. And
she's going to be there, and I guess she's not performing. I guess they really tried to get her to perform, and she's not.
Oh, she won't perform because she's coming from like Japan or China, and she's got to fly to get to the Super Bowl in order to support.
Isn't her boyfriend? Travis.
Yes.
Is he the quarterback?
No, Travis Kelce. He's one of the like receivers or something like that of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she has a concert in one of the Asian countries,
mm-hmm.
and then she's got to fly literally like right when the concert's done. She has to fly to get to the Super Bowl.
And I think even then she's getting there like an hour into it or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, people are still, you know, they're like, oh gosh, it's the Taylor Bowl. I mean, not really.
Yeah, she's just going to be there.
Right.
Who cares?
It's one of those things where it's a yes and a no, because I totally see, I like to play devil's advocate a lot, and I totally see the benefit of having her at the Super Bowl or at any football game, because it totally opens up a whole new demographic of people to watch the shows and to
Which is weird to like watch something just because someone's at it.
People are weird.
I know, but it's just like, I mean, I'm sure they're going to show her if she's there.
Have you ever met a Swiftie? They are diehards. They will watch her in any capacity.
She's like, oh, there she is behind glass. There's a 3-second view of her.
That doesn't matter. They're like, yes, there she is.
Oh my God, look, it's her. It's a human being.
And then, but it's also the fact of, okay, she's there. She's watching the football game so that I'm here and I'm watching the football. You got to admit, that's a pretty sweet marketing plan. Because now, all of a sudden, you've just doubled the amount of viewership for your games, right? So now you've got a lot more money.
Right.
You got a lot more eyes on you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's genius at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's the Taylor Bowl on Sunday, folks.
The Taylor Bowl.
So Sunday, February 11th, get out your avocado, your guacamole, and your salsa, and your chips, and all the things. So that is our show today, folks.
All right. Well, let's rethink our sponsors, which include Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Crown Point Cabinetry, Sweet Pea Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, and Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon. Don't forget, you can listen to this show tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. and anytime online at WNTK.com. We'll talk to you Monday with the Good Morning Edition. News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.